When did you become infected with HIV?
In 1988. Well, I don't. As far as becoming infected, it was probably sometime before 88. I tested positive in 88, so it was sometime during the 80s.
Take us back to when you found out. What was it like?
At that time, it was pretty grim because I'm reminded of a commercial I see on TV these days about where she says, you know, just go home and die, because that's basically what they were telling people. My doctor, who has since retired, was an HIV as an HIV specialist, but at that time he said, "You have about 2 years to live," and so that's basically how I felt, that I did have 2 years. But I was incredibly naive. In 88 in San Diego, there was not much education about HIV or AIDS going on in San Diego. We didn't know very much. We knew it was something in San Francisco, or we knew it was in LA or maybe New York, but we didn't know anything about HIV really here in San Diego. And there weren't too many places to ask. I had a couple of other friends who were also tested positive, and I could kind of talk to them, but they were very quiet. It was still, because of the stigma, you didn't really tell people that you were HIV positive like you can today. And then when my roommate died, became ill with pneumonia, and then within 30 days he died. And so then it really hit home as far as the seriousness of what the disease was.
So, when your doctor told you had 2 years to live, how did you deal with that?
I think I don't really think I grasp it. I was young enough that I still thought I was immortal. You know, I thought that that couldn't happen. You know, I still had like years and years to go. And so I didn't really grasp it and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to get sick and die real soon. It was not until I had some personal experiences with people who actually got sick that I thought, oh, we're in trouble now. And then, as with a lot of guys who were diagnosed, I went off the deep end as far as alcohol and drugs went. It was like party, party, party. You know, if I'm going to die tomorrow, I might as well have a good time today. It was tough to maintain direction in my life at that time, because I felt like, you know, if I'm going to die tomorrow, I might as well live it up as much as I can. And there again, I think that the way society was looking at us at the time, the way society was looking at gays with AIDS, we felt like we were throwaway people, and that we had no value. We had no purpose in society. We couldn't be politicians. We couldn't be teachers. We couldn't be whatever. We couldn't be parents. We couldn't be married. We had no purpose in life. So what was the deal with, why should we contribute to society? Why should we take care of ourselves if society didn't care for us at all?